There is this kind of weird religious spirit that sits very closely with incest. And most of our fathers want to be thought of as godly people. My father certainly did. Carol, did yours?
You know, he would go to church. I don't know how much he believed in it, but yeah, he wanted to be
Right.
thought of. Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And what about Sylvia? Was
Absolutely.
your, you know, did your
Oh,
father like?
yeah. He was a CCD teacher at the Catholic school.
So, as I've always said, the spirit
Wow.
of religion, I believe, sits in front of the spirit of incest, and
Absolutely.
they make
Yeah.
them look fantastic. And I'm going to say right now to the spirit of religion, one thing that they teach people that come through incest is you have a moment in time to talk about your story and then it's over. That is
Yeah.
not from the throne of God. God would find your story
No.
for your entire life. We were abused for some of us 15, 10, 20 years. There is no way that a loving Father God would say to you, you have a minute in time. You know,
Yes.
I read this. I don't know if you guys know who Beth Moore is, but I'm going to talk about this
Yeah.
book for a minute because this Beth Moore wrote a book called All My Knotted Up Life. And I'll tell you in here, she has a line that says, "The old flashbacks from my youth have faded now, dissipating into light. Any flashbacks that make me shudder these days are from that season." I have to tell you, this kind of approach that Christians are doing are killing people because if you what they're saying in this spirit of religion is if you guys don't get better in 3 weeks, you have 3 weeks to heal, and otherwise it's not Jesus. I am here to say that is from the pit of hell. That is not the truth. We have as much time. God will be loving us till the day we leave this planet because what you just said,
Amen.
Sylvia, is our
Amen.
hearts were broken from the time we should have been right learning how to ride a trike, and instead we had broken
Yes.
hearts. So you
Yes.
know what? I cannot say enough. I'm gonna fight that spirit of religion around that all day long. Because you know what? How Jesus has taken me away from drinking two bottles of wine a night. He talks to me over and over and over, and he says, "Jody, I need to take you back to that room. I need to take you back so that I can go and wipe all of that mess off of you and let me hold you in that moment." And when it comes
Yes.
again, he's right there
Amen.
again. There's never a time he says to me, "Oh, sorry, Jody,
No.
your limit's up. You know what?
Your
That was
time's
back
up.
then. You're good now." Why do we have to
Yeah.
slap a
No
label on it that we're
expiration
good
date.
now? No expiration date. Talk to me
There's
about that,
no
you guys, because I'm so
expiration
tired
date.
of Christians throwing this label on it that you got 10 minutes to heal or it's not
Yep.
God.
Because again, they don't want to hear about it. Nobody wants to hear us speak
Oh,
up
yep.
and talk about this very uncomfortable, ugly subject. And
Exactly. Well, unless you put it in a pretty package.
yes, or you know, it
Yeah.
further victimizes the victim. And you know.